A 44-year-old Maroochydore man is fighting for life in hospital following a night out in Duporth Avenue on Sunday. It'll be alleged an argument broke out between two men just after 9 p.m. The 44-year-old allegedly punched in the face, knocked unconscious before falling to the ground and hitting his head. He was transported to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in a critical condition. Overnight, police have charged a 43-year-old Maroochydore man with grievous bodily harm. He's due in court later this month. A shocking new report as Australia witnesses more floods and fires. The Climate Council says 500,000 homes across the country will become uninsurable by 2030 due to climate change. Spokesperson Amanda McKenzie says in the next 8 years, 40 federal electorates will be home to 4% of properties classified as high risk, 18 of those here in Queensland.
High risk properties are defined as those that have an average damage cost every year of about 1% of the replacement cost of the property. And insuring those properties is so expensive that it's unaffordable, and so it's effectively uninsurable.
Its newly released interactive map shows most suburbs on the Sunshine Coast are already considered to be at risk, and thousands of homes here considered at high risk of future severe weather events. The Forensic Crash Unit is still trying to piece together the moments leading up to a popular rodeo rider and horse trainer's death at Mountain Creek on Friday morning. 31-year-old Berubin local Matthew Mackinson's body was found inside the wreckage of his Mitsubishi Triton, which had crashed into trees off the Sunshine Motorway off-ramp around 1 a.m. on Friday. Sadly, it was 6 hours until a passerby noticed the wreckage and phoned police. Heartfelt tributes for the soon-to-be father of two have flooded social media, and a GoFundMe account has been created with almost $6,500 raised so far for his heartbroken family. Police are asking for anyone who has dash cam footage while driving past the crash site between 1:45 and 1:05 on Friday to come forward. And a smashing performance from the Sunshine Coast Falcons in their Round 6 Q Cup clash over the weekend. Their 48-18 point win over the Ipswich Jets, putting them at the top of the competition ladder. The Falcons have a bye this weekend before their clash with the Tigers on May 15.